This week, Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney beat back an effort to oust her from the GOP leadership. The party is now showing a unified face, but the right wing of the party is still frustrated with Cheney, and Democrats say the debate shows how today's GOP lives in an alternative reality. Correspondent Matt Laszlo has the story from Washington.
Dick Cheney famously waited in the wings and quietly amassed power in Washington before he tried to move up the proverbial ladder. His daughter took a different tact. Congresswoman Cheney became a trusted lieutenant of GOP leaders in her first term, and by her second term, she was catapulted to the third most powerful slot in the GOP leadership ranks. Then she supported a primary challenge of a sitting GOP lawmaker, took the word of Dr. Anthony Fauci and other health officials regarding COVID-19, and then she voted to impeach President Trump after the insurrection at the Capitol.
Yeah, I was surprised with her vote,
That's North Carolina Republican Congressman Richard Hudson. After Cheney beat back the challenge from the party's far right wing, Hudson and other Republicans weren't too eager to say how they voted in the closed-door GOP meeting that determined whether she'd remain in leadership. Here's Virginia Republican Congressman Morgan Griffith after the ballots were cast.
It was a secret ballot.
And those secret ballots were heavily tilted in Cheney's favor. 145-61, to be exact. That's why after the meeting, Cheney had some pep back in her step while briefly addressing the media.
We really did have a terrific vote tonight, a terrific time this evening, laying out what we're going to do going forward, as well as making clear that we're not going to be divided and that we're not going to be in a situation where people can pick off any member of leadership.
More than just preserving Cheney's powerful messaging role for the party, many Republicans say the GOP came out of this dust-up stronger. Pennsylvania Republican Congressman Glenn Thompson says it was the best GOP conference meeting he's been a part of in his more than a decade in Washington.
I'll be honest with you, I was not looking forward to the process, but at the end of the day, I was inspired. And so I think we're stronger, better off, better positioned as a result of that discussion.
Thompson says the GOP was refocused on their number one goal in the more than four-hour-long meeting, to capture the House in next year's election.
It was what I expected Congress to be when I got here 13 years ago, a truly deliberative body. And it was a great discussion. Quite frankly, in the end, we came out of there knowing that our job is to save the Republic. And the only way to do that at this point is through addition, not division.
After the meeting, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy of California, with Cheney standing by his side, told reporters she's got his support, and not just because of her family name, but because she's a proven fighter.
We got a team, and remember what this team is. This is the exact same team that didn't lose one seat in the last election. When I saw a lot of you write stories about whether this team would survive after we'd lose 15 or 20 seats. No, we didn't lose one member, we gained.
Democrats say the GOP infighting shows how fanatical some factions of the party have become. Virginia Democratic Congresswoman Abigail Spanberger is a moderate, and she says these partisan litmus tests are dangerous.
I think it's really worrisome when people are targeted, as we saw Liz Cheney was, for voting in a way that's consistent with their principles.
While Spanberger and other Democrats are glad Cheney joined just 9 other Republicans in voting to impeach Trump last month, they also say the GOP has become harder to work with because so many members now embrace conspiracy theories and that the bulk of the party voted, basically, in support of the rioters.
Those who don't learn from history are doomed to repeat it. It's kind of an adage as old as time, and I think it's incredibly important that we understand what happened, that we understand all contributing factors, including the words and actions of the former president.
Progressive New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says even though Cheney won the challenge, the problem with information and truth that's plaguing the GOP hasn't gone away.
It's sad because it's like these votes, they're so basic that it's coming to a point where they're trying to just decide if they're about denialism or not. And we, it lowers and it sinks our politics to such a point of how can we have serious policy discussions if they're not even fully rooted in acknowledging the severity of what happened.
Despite the fact that her poll numbers have dipped and that she's facing a primary challenge, Cheney isn't focused on her vote to impeach Trump. She told reporters she plans to use the support she got to keep her in leadership to go back on the attack against Democrats.
It was a very resounding acknowledgement that we need to go forward together and that we need to go forward in a way that helps us beat back the really dangerous and negative Democrat policies.
For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.